Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, first-time matches, first-time eulogies, and first-time ear tugs. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A soothing voice is in Randy Orton's head right now. Just like the soothing sounds of this acoustic version that Tom has discovered that I have to listen to more. As we break down SmackDown Live right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. The AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. Liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about AfterBuzz TV. I am Christian Rosenberg. Gabby is off this week because she is busy nursing Kevin Owens back to health. He is a little sore. She told us, can't help you tonight. My boy needs me. But thankfully, Tom Connolly is back, so he's hanging out with me. What's up, sir?
Yo, what's up? It was only a little table he went through, you know.
It was only a 25-foot drop.
Yeah, come on, Kevin. You're fine.
By the way, so this music we're listening to right now, you just told me, because I said, let's start with Randy Orton's music tonight. Mm-hmm. And you're like, let's do the acoustic WWE Uncaged version. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Spotify, man. Check it out. They have everything on there.
I can legit just listen to this just as a regular song. Mm-hmm. This sounds so much cooler than his actual theme.
Well, I don't know if these guys wrote this song. I can't think of the band name now. They're a real band that wrote this. Because this is not this is like a real band that wrote the song.
Right.
But I don't know if they wrote it specifically for Orton, or they wrote this song and it was on an album and they were like, because this is back, I mean, he's had this for a long time, this theme.
Right, but you're saying that would they have these acoustic things of other superstars?
Yeah, I can't remember who else is on the album, but yeah, just type in WWE Uncaged. And
now you know, everybody. Yeah, if you want more acoustic, very relaxation style WWE themes, that's where you go, apparently. I have learned something.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Tom.
No problem.
Hey, Extreme Rules was a Sunday, and then SmackDown tonight happened, and to me, this is exactly what a SmackDown should be.
Yeah. Great show tonight.
Fantastic from top to bottom.
Extreme Rules, it was okay. It wasn't that extreme.
It really wasn't that
extreme. The rules
were
not really enforced either, so.
No. No. But Extreme Rules, there should not be any rules.
No. I mean, I was really, I know I haven't been here a couple weeks, but I would have kind of at least maybe raged on the fact that there was, how many stipulation matches were there?
Like four?
Out of like 20.
48 matches.
So,
yet, I mean, 11 matches, shortest pay-per-view since they've co-branded.
Well, I mean, a lot of matches were like less than 5 minutes.
But I just found it interesting because it had the most actual matches, but the shortest show.
I mean, the Smack, like Carmella, Asuka. That was less than 10 minutes, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nakamura and Jeff Hardy, less than 5 minutes, I think, including entrances. So, I mean, I'm not, like, hating on that, though, because when you have that long of a show and that many matches, some of them are going to be short.
Sure.
And I think they kind of served their purposes for what they were. And then we got this match tonight, the main event. So,
yeah. By the way, thanks to Claire Bowie in the chat. Rev Theory was the band.
That's it. Okay.
Rev Theory. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And they performed at, like, WrestleMania 30, I think. Yeah, they performed his entrance.
At 30?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you want to talk about going from following up on a pay-per-view and starting the road to SummerSlam. This is the type of show to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the show starts tonight with Jeff Hardy, who lost his U.S. title on Sunday in very quick fashion, to say the least. Mm-hmm. We talked about some quick matches. Well, that was the quickest. That was 6 seconds. And he starts in the ring with a mic, which we don't really get from Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, I may look like Jeff Hardy, but I do not feel like Jeff Hardy. I feel like something is missing. I feel incomplete. My heart is broken. Calls Nakamura a good-for-nothing jackass and then does a hee-haw. But then proclaims that he's going to make Nakamura classify himself obsolete, get his revenge, and take his title. And a promo. It was like a 3-minute promo, just short, sweet, to the point. Headed up to the back, and then Renee is backstage with Nakamura, talking about how Jeff Hardy wears face paint to hide tears. But this is my title now, and that's a reason to smile. And then he ended his promo with God Bless America.
Oh my gosh. Like, he's done it again, folks. Mm-hmm. Like, he jumped right out of this AJ feud, and it was kind of like, what are they doing with this guy? Put this belt on him, and, gold. Gold from Nakamura tonight.
But I just found this interesting. So tonight, it's not unusual for the show to start with a promo, but it's unusual for it to start with a promo that short, uninterrupted, and it's like, okay, that's that. Now we move on.
Yeah. I mean, hey, 2-hour show.
It works.
I'm fine with it. Like, yeah. I don't, like, why do we need the drag on?
No.
Like, I don't need a 20-minute promo of Jeff Hardy. Like, he's not the big, you know, the best talker anyway. So they're not gonna go out there and be like, hey, go cut a promo for 10 minutes about you losing on Sunday. Like, I want my match. It's going to happen tonight.
Yep.
I want my title back. Yep. Done.
So it's just like, okay, that's an interesting little promo to start things off. Okay, fine. So what's going to be opening match? Oh, it's just AJ Styles versus Andrade Cien Almas.
What?
When I saw this afternoon, they tweeted it out that that's what's going to be the opening match of the show. And I thought it was Christmas morning. Oh, my God.
I didn't realize until the show started. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. How is this happening? But
just
okay.
Unannounced.
Yeah.
Right at the get-go. Yes, we all love Andrade, and we're just like, he really hasn't done much since he's gone on the main roster. They really haven't used him much. Mm-hmm. Last week or so, he's had some great matches with Sin Cara, and we go right from Sin Cara to AJ freaking Styles. And a non-title match to open the show, and they did not disappoint.
No.
And they made Almas, even though in a losing effort, look like a legitimate contender for the title.
Yeah.
He hit all of his stuff. He hit the double stomp. He hit the running knees. AJ kicked out. AJ fighting through everything as best as he could. Still selling based on his match with Rusev 2 nights before. AJ eventually countered the hammerlock DDT into the calf crusher. AJ makes Andrade tap out. And then after the match, it was kind of interesting because there was a moment where the two of them just kind of stood and stared at each other.
Yeah.
And you were ready to see if there was going to be a handshake or if Almas was going to try to attack him or something, but then Almas just left. And I liked that because I wasn't expecting anything. And then that led me to having more questions of, oh, is more of this going to be happening?
Yeah.
Or is now Andrade starting to doubt himself? Or, like, what did this mean? But this match was just fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I would have, I could have had them go maybe 3 or 4 more minutes, because I feel like they could have gotten maybe 1 or 2 more false finishes in there just to kind of really get it over. Like, oh, like I wish he would have hit the hammerlock DDT and maybe AJ got his foot on the rope or something. Something where, like, you're like, oh, he's going to beat AJ.
Right.
But, you know, and I wish he would have kind of lasted a little longer in the calf crusher before he tapped.
He did tap a little quick, but it's not fine. In the world.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not the, you know, oh, well. AJ's a champion.
And it's also great because it's really cool with AJ because we've talked about this on the show before. He never has one move that he wins with.
Yeah.
He either wins with the forearm, the calf crusher, or the Styles Clash.
Yeah.
And you don't know which one it's going to be each time, which is really cool. No other wrestler has that.
No. Yeah, nobody. No, like, and it's
very few wrestlers have 2 options, let alone 3.
Yeah. So, I feel like the only, Rollins has that knee to the face, like that.
But he stopped using that as a finisher now.
But I mean,
it's just back to the stomp now.
But I mean, he could use that as well if he wanted to. I thought it was, it was an awesome match, and I want to see more.
Yes, please.
Hopefully we get more of this. And it's great to see the kind of like, I guess, you know, the younger generation getting their due and, you know, moving up. At least letting him do something with this guy. He's been up there for 3 months now.
And they really put him over because I don't remember which one mentioned it, but they mentioned Andrade is the future, but AJ right now is the present.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep.
Really love that match. And we really love you guys who tune in every week. And Tom's got something to tell you.
I do. Hey, AfterBuzzers. You know, our network, we produce AfterBuzz after shows for all your favorite TV shows. You know, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, SmackDown, Raw, all these shows. And, you know, drama, reality, sci-fi. But we need your help. So we're asking you to subscribe to one of our channels. Because by subscribing, you'll be able to see all the shows on all of these, on all the networks. So it's just great, you know, you subscribe to our channel, then you get Raw, you get NXT, you get the pay-per-view show, You get all of those shows, and you get, you know, you don't have to worry about pesky notifications because they're optional, which is also good, right?
I'm going to choose no for those notifications, but I want to keep watching everything.
Exactly. So you just still get everything.
Perfect.
Yes. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other After Buzz 2 YouTube channels as well. Let us know in the comments and we'll thank you on air.
Yeah.
And for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
There you go. Speaking of talking, well, someone who doesn't just talk well, but he sings quite well. Aiden English.
Yes.
He is backstage with Lana.
Very disappointed.
Very.
Aiden.
He's and he feels terrible, as
mm-hmm,
he should.
Mm-hmm.
And he's apologizing. And Lana's telling him that Rusev needs his space. And she says, if Rusev will forgive you, then that's what's best for Rusev. But are you what's best for Rusev?
Uh-oh.
We've talked about the seed planting. We have talked about it. And Aiden goes on talking about how he owes so much to, talking to Lana, I owe so much to your husband, and that's why I'm here. I'm here for a second chance. We all deserve second chances.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'll take in consideration. We'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that's all I ask.
Yeah.
It was very civil, very apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you want to think that someone's turned on somebody, but at the same time, you're like, no, I feel like he really feels bad.
I think he feels bad today.
Yeah,
next week he may not feel as bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I mean, I do feel like it's going to be, on Sunday I thought we were pushing Rusev as a good guy.
I think we still are.
But Aiden's a bad guy?
I think that's what's going to happen.
But I feel like they were pushing Rusev as this good guy, yet Aiden comes out and trashes the city that they're still in by calling it like an ashtray of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And you're like, I don't get what? I don't understand that. Like, if you want us to embrace this guy, and we are embracing Rusev, why wouldn't we want to embrace Aiden as well?
But the last couple weeks, Rusev has acted heelish. He's attacked AJ from behind. He's interfered in the matches. So he's doing all the heel things still. There was that handshake thing when he first became number one contender, where it's like, wait, no, he was acting as a face there.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, he's been a heel.
Gotcha. But why wouldn't they? I don't get why they would not play it as a face versus face match, or at least Rusev turning a new leaf. You know,
I think he still is, but I think they're stretching it a little bit.
It's a little
to set up Rusev in English.
Yeah, but this is a little too much of a stretch for me because the crowd has been behind this guy since Royal Rumble,
since he debuted.
Yes, but I mean, you know, we've been cheering him every week and he gets the, you know, pop that everyone wants, you know, the baby face to get.
Right.
And you're still like, no, we're still going to make him a bad guy. It's one of those things where they just don't. They're behind on the times, I guess.
Yeah. Becky Lynch versus Mandy Rose. Good match. Did its purpose. We saw this match about a month ago. Becky's just been on a tear lately.
Mm-hmm.
Continues her streak. Disarm her for the win. However, after the match, Becky hops on the microphone talking about how winning feels great. I'm biding my time, and I have never stopped working for you guys, and I want to get back to that title. And Carmella, straight fire is coming for you. And then immediately Paige's backstage will come. So it's like boom, 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 like we have with Nakamura and Hardy.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, Becky and Carmella. Mm. Paige is backstage with Carmella, and they make fun of each other for a minute. Paige is like, yeah, Carmella, you don't hear cheers. And Carmella's like, yeah, well, some people, for some odd reason, don't like British accents, and that makes no sense to me either, or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, after she beat Asuka again, which is kind of ridiculous, but she beat her again, she deserves another Mellibration, and she deserves the biggest one of them all. And Paige says, I'll give you the biggest Mellibration ever if next week you beat Becky Lynch in a non-title match. But if Becky wins, she gets a title shot at SummerSlam.
Boo. Not boo to Becky getting a title shot. Boo to this setup for this match. Because you have a lot of girls that are on SmackDown right now that aren't. Where's Naomi? Where's Charlotte? You know,
Charlotte's recovering from a minor injury.
Okay.
Naomi, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Becky's beating the rest of them.
Yeah. But still, I feel like, where's Asuka? Like, I understand Asuka
She lost twice.
I get that. And I don't really. What do you think of that?
I was going. You weren't here last week. I was going nuts about the Shark Cage because I hate the Shark Cage so much. I hate Shark Cages so much.
Yeah,
and they found a new way to use it, so I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like they in the last 6 weeks they've made Asuka look so weak.
Yeah,
and I don't know where she goes from here now. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
No, I mean I feel like it's a Nakamura again. Like it's Nakamura,
but there's no mid-card women's title hand her.
Exactly, but I mean, still, I mean, I still think Nakamura has gotten back, you know, something from losing to AJ three times in a row, or however many times it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, with her, it's hard, and I really think it's a waste. Like I get the appeal of Carmella being champion for sure, but they should have had her go against someone else. like I'm sorry, I love Becky, and I think. But Becky should have been the one in this spot where Asuka's the one coming, getting all the wins because Asuka did lose at WrestleMania. So Asuka should be the one on the undefeated streak again of going after Carmella at SummerSlam. Like, or they could, I'm trying to think who else they could have picked, but, or Naomi should have been the one that, you know, lost to Carmella twice.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm thrilled
that we're finally giving Becky this spotlight again.
Me too, yeah.
But I just really don't understand what's happening with Asuka.
No.
It's not making any sense.
I feel like what they're going to do with Asuka is have Charlotte come back, and she's going to turn on Charlotte, just like they had him turn on AJ, had Nakamura turn on AJ, and then have those two feud.
But that makes sense, because Asuka then can blame Charlotte, like, all this is happening because of you.
Yeah.
I need to beat you to bounce back. Actually, that's a brilliant idea.
I feel like that's what they're going to do, but then I heard it here. But then
Tom's
also
got
feel
it.
Like,
Tom did it.
Hey, we all know what's going to happen. Charlotte's going to beat her, so.
Who knows?
Yeah. Then she'll go back and win the NXT title. Because what belt is she going to win? Like, come on.
I don't know. Ty Dillinger, backstage with R-Truth. Mm. He is still there, ladies and gentlemen. Truth is, it seems like he's trying to hype him up, ask him, are you ready? I can't hear you. And Dillinger just seems really annoyed because he's talking about what happened to him last week, which we did not see.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that was supposed to be a match, and then...
Because I guess it was a match, it was a dark match prior to SmackDown starting, and then the WWE.com page showed it, and then they showed a clip of it tonight.
Which I think is crazy, where you're like, but he was calling him out on Twitter for SmackDown, but we didn't even get this. Like, why didn't they show that on SmackDown last week?
Because it had nothing to do with the pay-per-view, and they had to have all the time for it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was like 30 seconds, though.
Right. So with it, he's hyping him up, and Dillinger is finally, all right, fine, I'm going to go. And then it turns to, R-Truth's wearing a headset. He wasn't really talking to him. Ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm. He was talking to his mom or something.
Yeah. Then we get to the match, Joe versus Dillinger. Dillinger started out as House of Fire, then Samoa Joe turned to Samoa Joe. Kukina clutch for the win. Mm-hmm. It was fine. I'm glad we had Dillinger in a match on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. We showed Joe's dominance. I thought this was a great little... like 5 minute in between filler match.
Yeah.
I thought it served its purpose. No complaints at all.
Yeah. It's hard with Joe because he's such a destroyer of everyone.
Right.
So you were like, all right, cool. They're giving something for Ty to do, but Ty can't look that good. Cause then Joe looks weak cause he can't beat this guy. And you know, so it just, I don't, and the R-Truth thing, are we making a tag team out of that? Are they the new fashion police? Like,
well, so when the Superstar Shakeup happened, they had a segment backstage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is, I think, this might be the first we've seen the two of them together since that.
Yeah.
That was, what, 4 months ago? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it would give both of them something to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I said it on the show before. I've said it to other people. I mean, I feel like Ty needs to turn, and you put Ty with the Iconics.
Talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I just feel like Ty needs something new. Like,
yeah.
There's not, like, what are you doing with this guy? Or put him in a tag team. Because
with R-Truth.
No, not R-Truth.
No, not R-Truth.
Someone else, yeah. All right. I'm trying to think who else, but I don't know.
Then we have to get a little somber.
Yeah.
And a little sad. Because
this was really sad.
We have a eulogy for Team Hell No. And which is being hosted by the MVP of the celebrity softball game at Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend, The Miz. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched that game.
No, I want to watch it, though. I want to watch it. I heard he was, like, just talking trash the whole time, too.
Well, he was The Miz.
Yeah.
But he actually played really well.
Because he used to play baseball in high school. He was a pitcher.
So he had, I believe he had, like, an RBI double. The score was, like, 20-18. It was, like, a stupid high score. But that's what you expect for this game for fun.
Yeah.
But it's slow pitch softball, and he went in and pitched an inning. He completed a slow pitch softball inning in four pitches.
Jeez.
Which is unheard of in slow pitch softball.
Who did he pitch to, do you remember?
I really don't. I mean, let's be honest. Jamie Foxx and The Miz were probably the two biggest celebrities in this game.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy, was there, though.
Yeah, I did hear. Yeah, I heard he was there.
So that was probably the next biggest. Those are the biggest celebrities in this. And Shaq was there.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest celebrities.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, Rock and Jock on MTV.
I loved Rock and Jock.
They need to bring that back.
Oh, Rock and Jock was so good.
Yeah.
25-point shots in the basketball game. So good.
Get Pharrell back on there.
Dan Cortez was the man.
Yeah. we're showing our age right now.
Yes. Miz is doing the eulogy with a weird, like, cane mask on a pillow. And he said, like Kane's favorite group, NSYNC, Team Hell No has gone bye-bye-bye. And
that was such a weird line.
That was kind of forced.
Like, who wrote that line?
Not him.
Yeah.
He did not write that one.
Like, in Kane, I mean, how old is Kane?
Old.
Yeah.
He likes his boy bands.
But yeah, but he should have picked, like, Boys to Men. It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. Like, come on. NSYNC.
The kids love him.
Yeah.
He wants to connect with the youth. I mean, he's running for mayor or whatever, so he needs to connect with the young voters.
Is that why you think they wrote him out of this, or no?
Oh, I
mean, why this was so fast?
It might be. I see him coming back very soon. Miz is talking about how he told everyone so, because last week he said that this wasn't going to work, and he was right. Daniel Bryan's nothing more than a glory hound. Bryan's return from injury has been a bust. Out comes Daniel Bryan. The pallbearers are ready to stop him, but Daniel Bryan comes from behind, attacks Miz for a second. The pallbearers get in the way. Miz runs. Daniel Bryan destroys everybody. However, the more important thing than that is, we need my Christian's Closet music, please.
All right.
You look so good to me.
Because clearly, as we've said many times in the history of the show, WWE listens to us because they heard my disdain for last week's Team Hell No shirt.
I heard it and I wasn't
and how
even
atrocious
here.
It was. You heard it and you were not even in the room. But you felt the disgust.
Yeah, I felt it
and
throughout
the
universe.
I never want to do a negative Christian's Closet, but last week there was one. Mm. However, they've already made a new shirt for Team Hell No, which is so much better. It's just in a unique red font on the front. Says Team Hell No. And on the back, it says Reunited and It Feels So Good. And you have the cane mask and the goat face. Fine. I'm still not crazy about it by any means. But it's so much better than last week's was just... That was I was ashamed. I was ashamed of WWE's fashion department for last week's shirt. This week is fine.
I will say, some of the shirts suck. you're like, that's the shirt you're going to put out? Like,
well, not for long.
Well, that's what I mean. But then you've changed it in a week.
Because they realized, oh, wait, no one's buying this. Wait, Christian hated it. We got to do it. They listen. If you make Christian's Closet, it's supposed to be a good thing. When I berate it... You don't see it again.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America, and the world.
Well, you should go buy that old one.
You're welcome, universe.
Buy the old one, though, because now it's a collector.
It's probably like $2 now.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Christmas Closet there, right there. So so what do we think as far as...
That's an interesting...
Oh, what?
Xeno Hour. And what if this is a swerve and instead it's of Miz versus Daniel Bryan? It'll be Miz versus Bryan. Miz and Bryan versus the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam?
No.
I don't see them going that
no.
way.
No. I mean, it's cool to think outside the box, but no, don't do that, please. I I have a different idea, which I'm going to get to in a little bit.
All right.
There's a little tease for you. That's what we call in a business a tease. But what did you think overall of this segment with the eulogy?
My silence speaks volumes. I thought it was a weak segment for them. Because I liked what Miz was saying, but he talked for way too long before Daniel Bryan came out. And Daniel Bryan didn't talk at all.
No.
Like, I get where, you know, revving up for this match at SummerSlam between the two of them, which seems to be what's going to happen. And I'm excited for that. But I think that it's a weird thing to be like, oh, Daniel Bryan's going to come out and beat up these guys, the pallbearers, and then that's it. He's always so fired up and he's always good in promos. Why not get him on the mic and be like, you know, yelling at Miz? I don't know. It was weird. Yeah. It was not as good as I thought it was going to be. When I first saw it at the beginning or earlier when they tweeted that out, I was like, oh, this is going to be really fun. Daniel Bryan's going to come out and, like, you know, confront the Miz.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get that at all. So, and this can be their hottest feud on SmackDown.
And they got so many other things going on.
Yeah.
But if you say this is the hottest one, I mean, that just shows how good SmackDown is right now. Do you hear that, Raw?
Mm.
This is how good SmackDown is right now. Speaking of Kofi versus Eric Young, this match was great.
Yeah.
I loved this match between these two. I found it kind of funny because they mentioned that Sanity's win at Extreme Rules was their biggest win to date. That would be because that was their first win since being on the main.
Oh,
roster.
You mean that loser group?
Great match with Kofi and Eric. Mm. Kofi went all out. Eric Young, he's so intelligent in the ring, and it shows. And obviously, his style is nowhere like the style of Kofi's, but it's so much fun to watch the two contrast in the ring. I could watch these guys wrestle a lot more together. Towards the end of the match, Killian Dane, Alexander Wolf, Big E, and Woods, they're brawling a little bit on the outside. Dane, literally, Kofi's head goes through the ropes. Dane throws Woods into Kofi.
Yeah.
Literally threw him into him. Kofi gets knocked loopy. Wheelbarrow neckbreaker. Eric Young with the win, which is a nice change of pace for him.
Finally, let's get this going.
And dare I say a losing streak for New Day?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Are you?
I mean, if it's a win for Sanity, then yes. Finally.
But think about it. They've been losing a lot lately.
The New Day?
Yes.
Yeah. Then they didn't win the Money in the Bank.
Lose Money in the Bank. Then they all were having singles matches. Mm-hmm. Woods had Rusev. He lost. Big E was in the gauntlet. He lost. Yeah. Kofi faced somebody. I don't remember who, but he lost. Yeah. And now they lost at Extreme Rules. Mm-hmm. They lost tonight. They're losing a lot.
Yeah.
I think they might be losing too much. I got no problem. I want Sanity to win some matches.
Yeah.
But New Day's losing a lot right now.
Are we going to... I mean, it seems like this is continuing at least into SummerSlam. Another six-man tag? Because they were on the pre-show, so it wasn't like they were, like, on, you know, the main show. But what would they do? They already did a tables match. Like, what would they... elimination match, maybe?
Like a tornado... hardcore type match.
Yeah.
No holds barred, tornado tag.
I mean, I'd love to see an elimination match and come down to Killian Dane and Big E.
Yes, please.
I think that'd be fun.
Yes, please.
But yeah, I don't...
That'd be cool. Like a tornado elimination match or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. Yeah, it was a fun match. It was cool. Yeah.
And then, like, perfectly fitting, by the way, we cut to a shot of Nakamura staring at his U.S. title, and Sanity's music is playing. And she's like, oh my God, this music works for Nakamura, too.
He just joined the group.
Yeah, Nakamura is now in Sanity, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Leads us to the main event, Jeff Hardy versus Nakamura. Man, this was like a 20-plus minute match, and it never slowed down.
No.
These two just intense. Kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah, I was surprised how
all the time they gave it. Yeah, they gave it a lot of time, and like it was very fast paced. Each guy just trying to counter the next, and then just get right into the next move, right into the next move, right into the next move. And Jeff Hardy eventually countered the Kinshasa with a twist of fate, hit the Swanton, like, hit the Swanton hard. Like, when Jeff Hardy bounces backwards, you know he hit the Swanton hard. Goes for the pin.
I just don't think he cared. I think he's just like, just going to flop on him and, you know, deal with it.
Jeff Hardy goes for the pin. Crowd is super into this match. Hardy goes for the pin. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Randy Orton shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls Jeff Hardy out of the ring. Ref calls for a DQ. And Orton beats the hell out of Jeff Hardy.
When he was slamming him to the steps.
Like that alone I thought was vicious.
Yeah.
Then he did the stomp with his head on the steps. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's enough. Because he's been doing all this stuff without doing the RKO. Because
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want the crowd to cheer.
Yeah. You think he'll have a new finisher?
No, he's got to keep the RKO.
I guess, yeah.
Because that's what he's known for.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I mean, I'd be fine if he started doing something new.
Trying to do something else. Like, keep the RKO, but add another finisher like AJ. Yeah. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, the stomp on the head, the constant slamming on the steps, that was not enough. We had to get a big old close-up of Jeff Hardy, the cartilage in the ear. Like, what do you call it?
I'm disgusted right now.
What do you call it? I don't wear earrings.
It's like a gauge.
Gauge?
Yeah.
In his ear from his large earrings.
Yeah.
Randy Orton fit his index finger through the gauge.
I have chills right now.
And started to pull very hard. Mm. It was gruesome.
Disgusting.
PG
Randy.
Style gruesome. What I want to know is who is the crazy yet brilliant mind to think, hey, we haven't done this yet.
Ever.
Can
right?
Yeah,
I've never seen anybody do this ever to
it's
someone.
Like, hey, Randy, can you fit your finger through here? Hey, Jeff, are you cool if Randy just tugs at your ear through the gauge? Oh, my God. Mm. It was something so simple, yet so dastardly and vicious.
Well, because everyone has earlobes. And, you know, you pull in your ear, you'd be like, oh, that kind of hurt. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, that's like torture. Like,
oh,
just,
God.
Like, If you want to get something out of someone, you torture them that way.
Well, the classic thing, you know, when if like a kid was angry, kid was behaving badly, would mom do? Mm-hmm. She'd yank the earlobe.
Yeah, uh-huh.
This is taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah. Watch out for those pierced ears, everybody.
And eventually he gave his DDT from the announce table. Jeff Hardy's left lane. The question with Randy Orton is, why is he doing this? We wanted Orton to come back as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
We clearly have it. Now the question is, what's happening with him? And can someone please check on Jeff Hardy's ear?
Yeah.
Because that was so, so gruesome looking.
And Orton,
yet it was clean, though. There was no blood.
No, yeah.
It wasn't anything, like, horrific, but it was just so odd.
Yeah. And I loved where, like, Orton was, like, in his ear of, like, you want to know why I'm doing this, Jeff? You want to know why? You just got to ask. All you have to do is ask me. Like, you know what I mean?
And he
like,
didn't ask.
And yeah, but you're like, oh, like, that just makes it even better because you're like, he's a psycho. like he's so insane. Like, he's like, you want to know why I'm beating the crap out of you right now? Just ask me.
Yeah, just
and
let
I'll
me
tell
know.
You.
Just let me know.
But I'm going to keep beating the crap out of you so you can't ask me either.
It was so weird, yet so good. Mm. So good. And that's how SmackDown went off the air. Very interesting to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
However,
interesting.
Even though Gabby is not here tonight, there is a big piece of news that would be wrestling rap worthy.
It would be.
We're still going to play the music. It's not about Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Before you go into this, real quick.
Oh,
what happens to Nakamura now? Like, he was like standing there watching them, but didn't help or didn't do anything.
We'll find a new contender for Nakamura.
Yeah.
Maybe Dillinger if they're going to push him.
I was
going
to say that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Joe. But Joe's bad, so never mind.
Yeah. All right. Nah, we got time.
Yeah.
We got
a couple of weeks.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Hulk Hogan's back.
Who?
I don't know if you heard of him.
Yeah, no, I never heard
he
of
was,
this guy.
He was this
Is
guy.
Is he an indie wrestler?
Yeah, he's a young up-and-comer.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He was big on the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
He had a social media gaffe a few years ago that caused him to kind of like take a back seat. Mm-hmm. But apparently he's been signed.
Okay.
Suspension lifted from the Hall of Fame, even though they never publicly said he was ever suspended from the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan is back officially in the WWE. He did his first like video for them. He did like a Superstars for Hope little like PSA video for them for some charity thing.
Okay.
I think he filmed it at Extreme Rules.
Oh, gotcha.
It wasn't on TV. It was like filmed outside of it.
Gotcha.
I remember when the news broke and everything happened with Hulk Hogan as far as the racial slur, the sex tape, and he was like fired and just disappeared from WWE's history books. I remember saying in 2 years he'll be back. It took three.
Okay.
But he is back. Are we okay with this?
I'm not.
Why not?
It's hard because then you... I mean, I heard that he, you know, apologized to the locker room. You know. Mm-hmm. But I also heard that it was filmed for a special. So it's like, come on.
Oh, is it going to be like a WWE 24?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's like, okay, I get your trick. You're going to milk this for all you have, WWE. We get that. We know that. Do we need him back?
No.
Exactly.
I got no problem with him, obviously, like, keep all his legendary stuff as
yeah,
far
I'm not,
as...
I'm not, yeah, I mean...
But we don't need him on TV.
The idea of, like, just erasing him from everything is dumb.
No, yeah, don't
like,
do that.
He is wrestling. There would be no wrestling today because of Hulk Hogan. We understand that. The NWO stuff, we've all, you know, watched it, you know... It was great when it happened. The stuff that he's been, you know, associated with, there's other people that have been associated with that stuff too, and those people are literally like banned, like China. You don't even get her in the Hall of Fame, like you know what I mean? And you're like, but this guy's okay to come back, and he's kind of said some things that are wrong, and he shouldn't have said it. And
he's apologized for that.
Yes, I get that, and you know, it's hard. I get people should have, you know, second chances, but what do they get out of this? Especially in this, it's kind of hard in this day and age when there's a lot of stuff going on in the world where you're like, okay, so you're going to sign this guy back out of all the other people and you're going to do something good for this guy when, you know, what does that say to other people and other people that are in wrestling? And, you know, it's kind of a weird thing, weird situation, I think.
And there have been people that have been released for less.
Yes.
And never got to come back.
Mm.
So yeah, what does it say for them?
Yeah. I get it's the name, but what do you? But what do? What does WWE get out of it by saying that Hulk Hogan is back? It's not like, is he gonna wrestle? I hope not.
No,
I don't want to see that ever again. I'm fine. Like, and that's just because he's old, and we don't need to see him in a ring again. Like, I know, I think you've kind of talked before and about maybe him being like a GM of a show.
They're somehow going to, like, there's going to be some angle on Raw where no pun not intended, is going to get fired and then all of a sudden Hogan's going to show up as GM. And I don't want that.
Like, I don't know.
Granted, I'm not crazy about what Angle's been doing as GM lately on Raw, but I certainly don't want Hogan to be GM. Why can't they all be like Paige? Paige is doing great as GM.
Yeah. But can they write it like that? I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, what do you think? I kind of said my piece.
I mean, I'm all for the second chances. I'm perfectly fine with... I just want to know, because there was never a suspension announced as far as the Hall of Fame. No one ever said anything about it.
I think that's just them saying, putting a little bit of news out there to be like, how does they didn't say they signed him to a contract, even though we kind of think he did.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we're reinstating him in the Hall of Fame and something that he was already in before, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, again, I'm all for the second chances. I got no problem if he's appearing at special, like, Be a Star events, like charity things, legendary signings. Do not have him anywhere near current TV. He can do a Hall of Fame induction. He could be on a table for three. Do not have him on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
Period. There's no need for him. Some nostalgia works when it's in small doses and is like a lot of hype for it.
Yeah.
Look at Raw right now, where you were having big pushes from, and I'm not saying Bobby Lashley's nostalgic, but he was a big deal a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mickie James was a big deal a long time ago, even though she can still certainly go. As can Bobby Lashley. Mm. I'm not trying to disrespect them as performers.
Yeah, no.
But there's a reason that Raw's ratings keep getting lower and lower and lower. Mm. Meanwhile, SmackDown, we had Rusev in the number one contender match. Andrade just faced off the WWE champion tonight. Nakamura is the U.S. champion. Mm. And more people are tuning into that. More people are excited by it.
I mean, we talked about it before we went on there. Like, I've never seen, like, the company is very out of touch with what the fans are looking for right now.
Today's fans do not want Hulk Hogan. Yeah. They do not want Hulk Hogan. Mm. Today's fans.
Yeah. Because we don't, like, I think, and I feel like I've said this, like, on here and probably, like, a long time ago when we were doing Main Event of, like, we need to look to the future of this company.
Yes.
And I get it that the past is there and you need to bring back the guys from the past, but if you look at the average age of WrestleMania this year, everyone was old. Like, I get, like, that's what's bringing people in, but the company isn't going to, it's going to survive because whatever. It's going to survive this. But if we are in a crazy, like, golden age of wrestling when you see All In and New Japan and Ring of Honor having a Madison Square Garden show now. Even after Vince was like, nope, it's not happening.
New Japan jumped in. Yep. Like, no, it's happening.
So it's like, I don't get what WWE is doing to where, like, you're trying, all these other people are branching out and doing these cool things, but you're still trying to stay in your little bubble. And it's not gonna work overall in years to come, where it's like, you're still gonna be there, but people aren't gonna be like, I need to go see that. People are going, I need to go to All In because it's gonna be something monumental.
If he's gonna be inducting someone to the Hall of Fame, fine. I'm not even necessarily against a WWE 24 special on him.
It depends on how it is, on what they do.
Yeah. But you cannot have him on Raw. You cannot have him on SmackDown. You cannot have him in NXT. You cannot have him on the pay-per-views.
And, like, I did see a tweet online where someone was like, oh, it's great, he's been doing such great charity work, you know, to get his name back up. And someone was like, no, he really has. Like, you know, someone was joking in the tweet of, like, no, he hasn't really done anything over the time to, like, really make, you know, make it be like, oh, he's been reaching out and trying to do this kind of stuff.
Right.
He's just been sitting back and waiting, you know, waiting till the phone rings.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, brother, what we doing? You know? Right.
we'll see what happens over the next coming weeks with all this, because obviously this is still developing as we speak.
Yeah. I don't want to see, I don't want to see him on TV. I hope, if he's going to be on TV, send him to Raw. I don't need them on SmackDown. Like, it gives me one more reason not to watch Raw, which is sad because I like watching Raw, and there's a lot of good guys on Raw that I like to watch, but it makes me go, oh, SmackDown's better.
All right, but before we wrap up, we do have one quick prediction. So if we can get a prediction music, please.
What are we predicting?
Yeah, Tom doesn't even know. He doesn't even know.
How long Hogan will last? Is that what?
No. They had a little clip saying that Paige next week will announce who AJ Styles' opponent will be at SummerSlam.
I know who it is.
Go. Legit? How do you know? Well, who do you think?
God, I hate to even say this. I hate to even say it.
Are you going
to
say Hogan?
No. I'm going to say my favorite wrestler, John Cena.
No.
I hate to say it, but why we're going to hype it next week? Come on, you don't think he's coming back for SummerSlam?
He might show up, but he wouldn't walk into a title match. Again.
We
just had this last year. Didn't they just have this match last year?
Yeah, but come on. What? You know who you're talking about?
What it's more likely going to be is Joe.
Yeah.
What I want it to be, as much as I would love Joe and AJ, I'm not going to complain if it's Joe and AJ. Mm. We talked about Miz and Dan O'Brien at SummerSlam. No, that's holding off till Mania. We're going to have Miz, Brian, AJ.
We're
going to have a triple threat with the three of them. And then you could have Miz win the title, and Brian is chasing him until Mania.
Oh, man. That sounds amazing.
You're welcome. You are welcome, WWE Universe.
Oh, that sounds
That's right,
amazing.
Studio audience. That is right.
Do you have Brian win the Rumble? Or you have him fight still to get to it?
Who knows? It works either way.
Team Brian versus Team Miz at Survivor Series?
Sure.
In LA here?
Sure.
Right here?
Love it.
Yeah.
Done.
I like this. That's a good idea. Yeah. I really don't want my idea to come to happen.
It's going
to
be
all.
John Cena now. Just watch.
I really don't want that to happen. I'm trying to, if anything, who else would I want it to be? I mean, who else can go against them on SmackDown?
Well, we know it's not
Joe,
Nakamura.
Yeah, Nakamura's out.
Because that's done. He's U.S. champion. Mm. Orton's busy doing stuff either with Nakamura or Hardy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be him. Mm-hmm. If they do something with Almas, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see. But
man, sounds good.
Yeah. But we want to know what you think. Who do you think it's going to be next week? You can tell us on iTunes. You can tell us on YouTube. Leave those comments. Mark those 5 stars. Subscribe. Tell your friends about SmackDown here. Because we can tell, clear by tonight, this is the A show.
Yes.
And we got to keep it going. So talk to us on social media as well. Tom Connolly, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at TomTheCom. You can also find me at Connolly Central. Check out my Etsy store. I will have some new things up this week. If you're a fan of New Japan, there will be some new things coming.
There you go. And follow me on Twitter, at Real Rosenberg, Instagram, The Real Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, and CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Use promo code Rosenberg. Save yourself 10% on cool shirts like this one that I'm wearing right now. And for other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter, at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.